Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, January 12th. Sam's Club in Moline will close later this month, putting about 150 people out of work. Michelle O'Neill reports it's one of 63 stores across the country that parent company Walmart plans to close this month.
Spokeswoman Ann Hatfield says Sam's Club is a membership organization, so the company knows how members shop, what they want, and where. And the retail market has been changing rapidly.
We know that our members want that mix of in-stores. They want to come into our clubs and shop, but our online business is really growing. It's very strong. So really what you're seeing today is making sure that we're poised for growth long-term.
The last day the Moline store will be open is January 26th, but not all the Sam's Club locations will be permanently closed or sold.
We are looking to convert 10 of them to fulfillment centers. As I mentioned, our online business is growing, and so we need more facilities to help facilitate those online orders.
Employees at the Sam's Club in Moline will work for another 2 weeks. Then Hatfield says they'll continue to get paid for another 2 months. They'll also receive wage increases and bonuses that Walmart announced Thursday. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Free tax preparation services are available during tax season. United Way is one of many organizations that offers volunteer income tax assistance, known as VITA. Scott Crane is the president of the Quad Cities United Way. He says volunteers are certified by the IRS after completing online training. Anyone with an annual income of $57,000 or less is eligible. VITA helps more than 6,000 people do their taxes each year.
Return is around $1,500, but where they save it is on the fees, and those, of course, vary. But you know, if you look at probably the low end of the fee scale is in the $120 to $150 range.
You must schedule an appointment to meet with a volunteer. A link to a list of locations is at wvik.org. Monmouth and Augustana colleges also offer free tax preparation. Farm equipment and products from more than 200 companies will be on display early next week. The 2018 Quad Cities Farm Show begins Sunday at the QCCA Expo Center in Rock Island. Organizer Dick Sherman says the free farm show attracts 12,000 to 15,000 people every year.
And this show is sold out, which not many farm shows are today. We've had more of a turnover than normal. I think we're about 20 new companies in the show, which means about 20 companies didn't come back from last year. But it completely fills up. And what's come in, I think, is a very diversified group of exhibitors.
The Quad City Conservation Alliance spends proceeds from rental fees and concessions on programs and initiatives that help preserve natural resources. The farm show runs through Tuesday. Members of the alliance include Fry Lake Sportsman Club, Mississippi Valley Chapter of Muskies, Moline and Rock Island Conservation Clubs, and Quad City Inn Fishermen. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.